Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. You know, in today's show, I wanted to give you a sneak preview into May's upcoming theme, which is going to be the afterlife and heaven, by exploring a topic which my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, are calling Soul Contracts / One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. Now, in a recent radio interview, the host was asking me questions about my number one Amazon International bestseller, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and specifically about how I wrote and brought to light the very detailed way that each one of us writes the contracts of our lives before we incarnate into physical human form. I explained that there are absolutely no mistakes, there are no oversights, and there are no errors, no matter what we experience as a result of those connections, situations, and events that we write in our contracts in order for us to experience. Now, the host who was interviewing me found it very difficult to believe that if we have free will, why many people would choose to purposely write into their contracts abusive, hateful, controlling people that cause them such trauma and heartache and pain. In addition to purposely choosing these souls with contrasting agendas to be part of our human contract, it is unfathomable that some souls choose to experience horrendous things such as abuse, cruelty, and mistreatment. Now, the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, wish for all of us to know that when we look at our contracts, when we look at them solely through our physical eyes, it's impossible to comprehend how these experiences could help us in any way. I mean, when you look at things like abuse and cruelty and mistreatment, you think to yourself, how is that going to help me in any way? Well, it's only when one raises their awareness to encompass their multidimensional natures can we see how the puzzle pieces of our seemingly hard-to-fathom contract choices were ultimately written for the greatest good of our soul's growth and the greatest good of all concerned. Because I've said many times on this program, we are ultimately here in as spirit in human form because we're here for our soul's growth. For instance, in my number one Amazon best-selling book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I write about my five most important past lives. Now, they were the most important past lives as my soul grew the most spiritually from these experiences. In one of those lives, I chose great wealth and recognition as a courtesan. And for those who may not know what a courtesan is, it was in the 1500s, a highly renowned prostitute who we made our lives through prostituting ourselves, but we were very renowned in Venice, Italy. And although it was a spectacularly lavish life, when I returned to heaven and I sat across from the wise etheric council to go over and review my human contract, I could see my life very differently. With very clear vision, I could then see just how haughty and arrogant I was, treating people who were beneath me in also social standing and material wealth. I treated them with contempt and disregard. I treated those people like they were my servants. So the next time, when I chose to come back for another human incarnation, I chose a life in which I would experience what it would feel like to be someone who was a servant and to have all of my freedoms taken away. I chose to be a young black girl captured off the west coast of Africa and sold into slavery in the United States. That life was absolutely horrific, but it helped my soul to grow spiritually. And that, again, is what we're here for our soul's growth. That incarnation, when I was captured as a black girl off the west coast of Africa and forced into slavery, that incarnation advanced my understanding of compassion, of tolerance, of forgiveness, and acceptance for others, no matter who they are, no matter how much money or material wealth they had, and no matter what color was their skin. Now, in no way am I making light of or saying that choosing a life in which I had to endure such degradation, abuse, and hardship was easy, but my soul grew so immensely that in my next incarnation, which I chose to come back, I chose to be a wise member of the Native American Lakota tribe, and I brought forth and shared the wisdom that I had garnered from experiencing just such harrowing experiences as a slave. Again, it is difficult to see the total breadth and width of the effect that our different incarnations have had on the growth of our soul. Again, when we view it solely with our physical sight. You know, I love the saying that the most accomplished sailors do not learn how to sail in calm waters. It is by being tried and tested and challenged that we learn our most important lessons. The Posse of Angels is reminding all of us that along with the specific lessons that we choose to learn in our contracts, it's the strengthening of our character and convictions in what we believe in, and by holding true to that, that it's an important part of the human experience. Now, in another of my incarnations in my novel, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I describe my life as a gifted psychic and healer in the 14th century Scotland. And I describe the enormous effects that my actions and my beliefs had on my poor serfdom community as it helped to strengthen the other serfs' self-reliance and belief in themselves. And while this was great for the serfs, the priests of the church noticed that the serfs were much happier. They were more empowered, and they did not lean on the church so much for their direction and strength anymore. This then led to the congregation numbers dwindling down, and so were the number of tithes to add to their coffers. And while I, in that life, as a serf in 14th century Scotland, I was Annabel Rose MacDonald then, and I saw many signs that I was going against the church. But I knew deep in my heart that by being true to myself and my gifts and talents, that was most important, as I could not live with myself if I silenced and I shut away these God-given gifts. Now, if you're going to read the book, please block your ears here, for there is a spoiler alert coming up. As Annabel Rose MacDonald in that incarnation, I was not prepared to hide my gifts and healing, and choosing to continue to help others. Then the church demonized me. They called me a witch. And then, well, I won't say any more, as it will spoil the read for you. You know, when I crossed over into heaven after that harrowing end to my life, I had to go to Spirit Hospital to rest and recuperate and recover from my absolutely horrific experience until I was strong enough to go through my life's review and to meet with those wise etheric counsel to go over my contract in my book of life. I remember when the council asked me to share with them what I learned from that life. I was most proud of how I held tight to my conviction of being true to myself and not diminishing my light because of the dictates of a self-professed authority, which in this case was the church. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind all of us that it's important to know that no soul is ever forced to have a human life. And we freely choose to incarnate, to experience a physical world. You know, many who are awakened and conscious, who chose to come back in the last, say, 60 plus years, chose to help to bring more light and love to the world, and to help in the shifting of the consciousness on the planet. And while this was an immense part of their reason to come back into human form, in addition, each soul also had lessons that they had to work on, as they had not been fully addressed or learned in previous incarnations. And the Posse of Angels wish to remind us all that many people chose very difficult circumstances to experience. For example, most of us, most often, souls who have been controlled or hurt, souls who have controlled or hurt others in past lives, will then choose to return and play the role of being controlled and hurt themselves so they can experience just how others felt as a result of their actions in previous lives. If one was a thief in a previous life, we might choose to be a victim of just such a crime to balance out the karma in our lives. And if we have been unfaithful and committed adultery in previous incarnations, perhaps we found ourselves to be the one who finds out that a partner, a wife, or our husband is cheating on us. You know, these soul contracts that we all make are made to learn forgiveness and unconditional love. And they are very important, as these two actions are fundamental to clearing and cleansing negativity, and thus transcending our karma. With their free will, souls may not choose to forgive and love unconditionally, as we all have free will. But in this way, they will stay on the cycle of the birth and death wheel until these things are learned and taken to heart. Now, just because we don't forgive or love unconditionally, we don't have to come back in human form to work on our lessons, but then we can't advance energetically to more advanced or higher levels across the veil until we come back in human form to work on those lessons, and we learn them in the physical form. Now, in my novel, One True Home, it clearly shows that within each incarnation, we choose souls to help us along our journeys. You know, we don't have to do it alone. In the first incarnation that I speak about, I was a very naive young Egyptian princess. And I found myself being married off to an aged, sick, decaying pharaoh. My despair and my misery are turned around by meeting two young souls that help me in my quest of being true to my heart and not compromising myself in love. You know, as the Posse of Angels mentioned in previous programs, our soul contracts are certainly not one-sided, and they are put into place by ourselves in order for the growth and expansion of all concerned when it comes to our encounters in life. And we come back lifetime after lifetime to play different roles to help each other. Now, in other programs, I have also mentioned that we journey with a group of souls, and they are most like us. And that's why we pick them time after time. These souls are in this soul group because they resonate with our energetic makeup. And it doesn't matter if they play a large part or a small part, or if they play a good part or seemingly a horrific or horrible part, as all parts are extremely important. For instance, a soul could choose to be our kindly grandparent, compassionate, supportive, promoting us in a previous lifetime. And then we could choose for that soul to be an abusive spouse in another life. And while we have focused on my previous physical incarnations and the lessons that I learned, my book, One True Home, paints an extraordinarily clear picture of what happens when we cross over to live in the afterlife, as each and every one of us, because we are divine and eternal, live on. Now, as I've stated on many occasions, when we do cross over, well, we're not given a halo and a harp and spend eternity floating around on clouds. And thank goodness for that, because it would be deathly boring. I explain in detail how each and every one of us will have a homecoming party, and we will be met by souls who welcome us back to heaven. And some of those souls may be from our current incarnation who would have crossed over, or they could be from previous incarnations of souls who cross over and who meet us in the afterlife. We will then, after this homecoming party, we will go to our life's review. It is like a holographic flip book in which we will see our life from the time we were born until the time we cross over. And then we will go over our contract in our book of life, in the Hall of Akashic Records, where all and everyone's Book of Life is kept, and we will go over our contract with the Etheric Council. And then after that, we can then choose if we would like to go to spiritual school in heaven. This is where I, Angel Ariel, had a spiritual school before I incarnated. This was 16 years ago when I had my angelic walking experience on January 11th, 2003. And I write about this in the sequel to One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness in the book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, my autobiography, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. You know, once we are in our one true home across the veil, we can also choose different levels in heaven of varying interests. People often ask me, well, if we're not floating around on a cloud with a halo and a harp, what the heck do we do? We can do whatever interests us to help express ourselves joyfully, creative, and passionately. For instance, those of you who are out there who are elementals, and if you don't know what that meaning of that word is, if you are and you love nature and animals, you are the fairies, the pixies, the dwarves, the gnomes, the leprechauns, the mermaids, the undines, you will get, if that is your choice, to nurture and help grow and cultivate plants and flowers. And this is the level where you get to tend and spend your time with animals. I also share information in One True Home about the level that souls go to who are musicians and artists and writers to continue to compose and do what they, and create and do what they love doing. So they then channel it down to souls on earth. There are levels specifically for scientific exploration, inventions, and the development of technology to clean up our beautiful planet. I share with readers in my book that across the veil in our one true home, we can choose to do what we love to do, being able to change our appearance to look exactly as we would like. And we can choose to live in the exact home and location that we wish to live in, rent and mortgage free. I guess this is why it all adds up to the reasons why it's called heaven. Now, the posse of angels, okay, here they come. They're suggesting that as you go through this week, take a really, really good look at the people that you have in your life. For each one of them has been carefully written into your life by your own hand. They are not there by random. They are not there coincidentally. And they're reminding us, the posse of angels, that our most important lessons that we need to learn are shown to us in every single day, through our connections and our relationships, as they have all been catalysts to lead us to achieving our purpose and learning the lessons that we contracted to learn this time around on earth. If you would like to purchase any of my books, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, please go to my website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. They can also be purchased on Amazon. And I Am an Angelic Walk-In is also an audiobook on audible.com. We will be taking a break in a few minutes, but before the break, I wanted to say that here in the Northern Hemisphere, the buds are starting to burst forth on the trees, and beautiful, colorful spring flowers are all around. I'd like to honor the miracle of spring with an absolutely inspirational poem, which is called The Miracle of Spring, that was written by my beloved father, whose name is Leonard Milgram. And I'm sure he is listening from the other side. And my chills and shivers that I'm getting now is that he is proudly sitting here listening to me reading his poem. And it goes like this. I marvel at the melodies and merriment of spring, the vibratory energy, the joy in everything, the aura of the marigold, the robins in the trees, joining in a chorus to bid farewell to winter's freeze. The beauty of the butterfly, the grasses of the field, a pleasure and a majesty that only God could wield. A surging sense of purpose, a starting out once more, a perfect new beginning to be better than before, a promise and a challenge, a hopeful, joyful ring, the blessing to behold once more, the miracle of spring. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to be taking a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those angel-free angel readings with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. If you'd like to call in for a free angel reading, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819, and we'd love to speak with you. But we'll come back after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Before we take some of those callers for those free angel readings, I'd like to remind everyone that the new moon, which is going to be in Taurus, will be on this Saturday, on May the 4th. And like all new moons, it heralds in a time of new beginnings. But this one is especially good for artistic and creative pursuits. Now, this new moon also gives us the passion to act on our hopes and dreams for the future. It gives us the inspiration to believe in ourselves and to take that much needed leap of faith forward. Now, this is an excellent time for making fresh starts. Some would say for turning over a new leaf, especially with all those new buds budding here in the Northern Hemisphere in the springtime, and starting on new projects. This moon gives us the strength and it increases our self-confidence. Many will feel like they want somehow more out of life and will be willing to take risks to have their heartfelt desires filled, finally filled, and take the action that they need to get that done. It will give us the courage and the bravery to act on that intuition and step into our dreams to do what we feel we were born to do. Let's go to our first caller. Our first caller is going to be Wendy in Washington. Let's speak to Wendy. Wendy, are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call, Candy.
You're very, very welcome. What is happening in your world, Wendy?
Lots of good things. Getting ready to publish my second book, and lots of wonderful work with clients. Having had that push from my angels and guides to offer my own services, and to have that be my full time business.
And that's very exciting.
It is. And thank you for the encouragement in that area, Candy. And the reason for my call today is I don't like to interfere with nature. I think nature is just so wise and should be left to its own. Mm-hmm. But I have a situation that's going on right now where a little sweet little bird has chosen my house as sanctuary, in the sense of she's built a nest and she has four eggs that have successfully hatched and are in that little nest, and she's busy taking care of them, but it's attracted some crows, and mm-hmm. the crows were really swarming the nest and getting ready to go after the babies and eat the babies. And mm-hmm. I realize that's part of nature, but as I sat with my guides and talked with them, it's like, do I let this be? Do I just let nature take its course? Is that the most loving, peaceful thing for me to do? And I heard no. She chose your house as sanctuary, and you've got, you know, you're being called to go out there and just talk with those crows and scare those crows away and tell them to go look for their food elsewhere.
Right.
So that's what I did. But it's just an interesting area and lesson for me. You know, what do we do when we're working to be peaceful and loving, and how do you, you know, how do you make those choices?
Right. Well, the thing while you were speaking that I was feeling was that this is a lesson more for you than it is for the baby birds.
I understand.
Yes, very, very deeply. And they're saying that if you are, it's kind of was like a test for you to see if you were going to be a good steward to deliver Spirit's message. And Spirit's message was to get involved and to intervene in these young baby birds' lives. They said, they're also saying not to put up any decoys.
Okay.
Or not to put up any dead crows statues or things like that, because that will definitely scare away the mother.
Yes.
And then
it
she
felt like
be,
too much.
Yes. That was too much involvement. But they're saying for you to send the messages to the crows and to tell them, please get your food elsewhere.
And that's and exactly then, what I did.
And yes. So this is very, very deep confirmation to you. And they're saying, beloved Wendy, you have been a good steward. You have been a good steward for our messages and bringing them forth. Because you could very easily have said, well, you know, let nature take its course. You know, crows got to eat as well. But that's not what you were getting. And they also are saying that take your expectation and attachment off of what has to happen, because those baby birds could still be eaten, but know that you have done all that you can. They said that they like that you are bringing in the Ascended Master, St. Francis of Assisi.
Yes.
They said that was a wonderful stroke of genius, they're saying.
Well, that's amazing. You know? That's exactly what I did, because I thought he's the expert in this. So I just
that's right.
I knew I would the outcome, and just because you can get too invested in the outcome, and then it's about your ego, and that's not where we're to be. So I left it to St. Francis.
Exactly. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to the cards and pull some cards for Wendy. And the birds couldn't have chosen a better steward for you to send those messages to the crows, whatever happens, whatever is the result. The first card that's coming out for you is the Six of Swords. Six of Swords, as we know, those of us who know tarot, it's moving to smoother waters. This is not so much on whether the baby birds are going to get eaten or not. They want you to know that you travel a very smooth path now, because you have given yourself over to spirit. They're saying, much like St. Francis of Assisi, your motto is, I will, to will, God's will. And that always makes me cry, because there is nothing that is deeper and more profound when we realize that that is the highest of service that we can be. It transcends our ego. It transcends everything. And so that they are saying, this is the path that you're on, Wendy. And they're just giving you big hugs. Big, big, big hugs. They're also saying that the next card for you is the Moon card. And they're saying this new moon is going to bring in a lot of fresh starts, a lot of new beginnings for you, especially around your second book. Because, again, you have been a good steward and brought out this channeled work of yours. This is going to be another calling card for you to be known by, and opportunities and connections are going to come as a result of that. And the third one is the Death card, which is the Transformation card. So it's the ending of one cycle, and as you're going to be bringing this book out, new things are going to be being brought to you as well. So I hope all that's been helpful for you. God bless you for being such a good steward, not only for spirit, but for those lovely babies.
Thank you, Candy. I really, really appreciate it. Your accuracy is amazing. And yes, the tears started flowing as soon as you talked about having given myself over to spirit. So thank
you. Yes, you're very welcome. God bless you, sweetheart. I love you. Take care.
I love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, brings tears to my eyes. Yeah, no greater thing can we do than we step into our divinity and we realize that we are stewards of that higher source that we are made reflection from. So let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is Mary Rose. Mary Rose from Florida. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you? Mary Rose, can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Candy. Hi.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Good. What question do you have today?
Well, you know, I've been dealing with some serious health issue, and I know a lot of it is emotional, and I've been working very hard to release any of that resentment and emotional energy attached to that. Mm-hmm. And today I'm feeling like stirring inside. Mm-hmm. And talking about contracts, like I'm thinking that, you know, I had my mom in the hospital for 5 months and she's finally home. And she's having certain expectations of me as usual. Mm-hmm. Which I've, you know, talked to her about and said, look, I have to take care of myself now. I have a serious situation. And she's being understanding, but it's kind of like my daughter said, she wants to suck you back in.
Yeah.
and she lives with my father, but he, you know, now that she came home from the hospital, he's not really there for her like he never was. And I feel like I don't want to live my mama drama anymore. This has been going on since I'm like 5 years old.
Right.
I don't want to hear the negativity. I don't want to be a part of it.
Right.
So I'm trying to have this healthy boundary here where I do want to spend time with her, but I want to let go of her stuff. I don't know if I'm carrying it from the womb or what.
Well,
that's my story.
Yes, this is a programming. This is a programming. It's like you're a computer and you've been programmed to react. Spirit is saying, the posse of angels are saying that you, they're actually saying, put on your big girl pants because your big girl pants are, in a spiritual way, saying your mother acts this way because of the way she is. This is her free will, and it's never had anything to do with you. It has to do with her feelings of abandonment. It has to do with her feelings of insecurity. In the previous incarnations, she, was controlled by others, and so she's come back to be controlling in this life. And to put expectations on people, so that she can manipulate them and control them. You don't have to wear any of this. Now, it's more difficult, when it's our biological family and we can't just say sayonara, you know, like to an ex-friend or an ex-partner or something, because we have to spend some appreciable amount of time with them. But what Spirit wants you to do is they want you to, before you go over and see your mother, they want you to take about 15 or 20 minutes to sit in quiet reflection and to send that green healing love and that pink unconditional love to your mom and say, when I get there, I'm going to be calm, I'm going to be relaxed, I'm going to be peaceful, because nothing that she is going to do has anything to do with me. I will also choose to see my mother as divine. She is exactly where she needs to be for her soul's growth. Because the way you're feeling now has everything, Mary Rose, to do with expecting her to be different. And that has nothing to do with you. She is exactly on the spiritual path where she needs to be for her soul's growth. And that can be very difficult if we think to ourselves, you know, she should be more enlightened, or I tell her time and time again. But we each choose where we need to be for our soul's growth. Maybe she needs to be like this until she crosses. Maybe she needs to be like this for another 5 or 10 years before the penny drops. Who knows? But that's not your spiritual path. That's
right.
Her
and
path.
Sometimes, right, and I get that. And sometimes I'll get there and she's fine and it's just all in my own head. I don't know if these are old feelings that just.
Yes, yes. These are all.
Come up and purge.
Yes, these are all old feelings that need to come up and purge all these old triggers and these old reactive behaviors, which were held on for so long that you felt resentful, you felt bitter, you felt, you know, that, you know, you were angry and sad about all of this. And all of that negativity, of course, lowers the emotional body, which then affects our immunity. It affects our physical body. So please, if before you go over to visit your mom, you could just set the intention. She is divine exactly as she is. She doesn't have to act any differently. It is myself that needs to remain peaceful and calm and comforting. And you can be supportive to her in whatever it is. You know, you don't have to fix things. You don't have to, you know, change her in any way. But this is a very important lesson for you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Mary Rose in Florida. Okay, the first card that's coming out for you is the Knight of Swords. This is the action card. And this is to me, this is the confirmation on all you need to do is to act upon just releasing those expectations and attachments to that. Your mother doesn't need to act any differently because she is divine underneath her choices. And she is perfect the way she is now for her soul's growth. The next card is the Knight of Wands. Oh my gosh, the Knight of Wands is also a card of movement, a card, it could be a card of traveling, but because it comes out after the Knight of Swords, the Knights are about taking action and movement. And so this is really 100% confirmation that you have known about this for a very, very long time, about, you know, the consciousness behind this dance that you're doing with your mother. You contracted her for it to be exactly like this, not only her character, in order to strengthen your being peaceful and your being tolerant and accepting of her and forgiving whatever needs to be forgiven. And the next part is coming in is the Six of Pentacles. And this is about the giving and receiving card. So the greatest thing that you can do to give to yourself and also for your mother to receive is just allow her to be exactly who she is. And I hope that's been helpful for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I'm sending you lots of love.
I feel better already. Okay, love to you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Stephanie. Stephanie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today? Hello?
Hi, sorry you didn't hear me.
That's okay.
Thanks
That's
for taking my call.
That's okay. Lovely to speak with you. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I just, you know, I have some concerns about, you know, some things that are going on with, I guess, my health. And I was wondering if the posse had anything to say. I mean, I'm taking action and all that, so, you know, I'm not instead of medical advice, but just in this waiting time.
Okay.
You know, what they want to say. And,
okay. The really, really important thing, and I'm very glad that we were able to connect today, because it's a really important message. You're not waiting. They're saying you're not waiting. Things are divine. The way they are, exactly the way they are. Now, that's very hard for many of us to believe when we have an expectation or attachment as to what we think should, ought to, or has to happen, you know, but that hasn't happened yet. Yes, but where you are in this moment for your soul's growth, because you have co-created it to be so, is divine and it is perfect. So instead of waiting, because when we wait for something, we will always be waiting. And that takes away the preciousness and the magic of the present moment. Invest, that's the word they're using. Invest in the present moment instead of seeing it as waiting, seeing it as perfect. And they want you to bless this present moment and all that it entails, whether you think it's measured up to an expectation or attachment or not, it is perfect for your soul's growth. And then what can you do in this present moment to be joyful, to be passionate and passionately create your life? The more we bless for exactly what we have and we don't wait for the spiritual cookie or the spiritual dessert or whatever that is that we're working towards, because that may or may not come. And the future is only determined by what we do in the present moment. They want you to be so grateful and appreciative for what you have in this present moment and create around that. And they're saying then that will kick in your immune system. That will make you feel abundant. That will make you feel like, you know, purposeful and fulfilled and all of that. They said it will boost your health in more immeasurably than you can ever imagine, rather than waiting. Waiting for me is a feeling like, I'm waiting.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
You know, I know that's what you feel because I can feel the weight of that on your shoulders. And they said, please, beloved Stephanie, don't do that. We are only given. If you could see, if everyone listening out there, whenever they listen, and even if they listen to these archive shows, if you could see your human life in a form of an egg timer, with the sands and the grains of time just dribbling out slowly. We are only given limited amounts of grains of sand in each incarnation. Yes, we live on in the divine, in heaven, because we are divine and eternal. But it is so precious to us this time. And they want you to turn those energies around by being grateful and appreciative and stop waiting and finding the joy, finding your joy again in creativity, in what I've been blessed. I've been blessed with this physicality in this moment. What can I find to do with it? And it's going to be a real turnaround for your energies. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Stephanie. I'm not surprised. First card that comes out is the Fool. And as everyone knows, you're not a fool, but the Fool in the tarot is zero. It's not even one. It's come to your life with a childlike innocence, a naivete, and ask spirit, let me use this moment in wonderment and enchantment and show me how I can create that joy and that passion again. And he's leaping over streams with his dog and his horse, and he's not sure where he's going, but he's going. And he's going happily because he's jumping over rainbows and he's being led by spirit. The next card that comes out for you, and I did shuffle them, is the Knight of Wands. The Knight of Wands is the movement card. It's the make movement towards that which is, and the wands are about our vision, our creativity. Paint that picture, write that book. You know, you've got so much spiritual wisdom inside of you. You could write a book about your health journey and all the spiritual lessons that it has taught you. Horses in the tarot are about our personal power. And so far, you have gotten two. And the third card is the Three of Wands. Watching our ships come in. So whatever you put your energy on, then that will bring in more connections and opportunities for you to do more. I hope that's been helpful today. I can already feel that your energies have lifted because you're not going to be waiting anymore. You're going to be an active participant, knowing how much joy that you can give to your immune system and how you can boost that with that feeling of abundance. I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Sending you lots of love. Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. I would like to remind everyone that if you are ever unable to listen to Angel Healing House Radio live, all of my shows are archived on my host page, my Claire Candy Hoff Angel Healing House Radio page on Transformation Talk Radio. So you can listen to that any day, anytime. All you have to do, and they're all the different topics. They're all there. so that all of you just scroll through, see something that you like, or perhaps you've missed or would like to re-listen to a show. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Everyone, do remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this coming week. Do look at the people that are in your life and know that you contracted for them to be there to teach you unconditional love, forgiveness, tolerance, acceptance, and sometimes patience, which is a very big human trait that we all are tested with. And I'm wishing you love and angel blessings, of course. And I will speak with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.